A new tenant was announced today for the newest transportation hub in Western Massachusetts that's about a month away from opening to the public. A restaurant named The Whistle Stop will occupy 1,107 square feet of space in the main concourse of Union Station in Springfield. The lease for the last retail space available on the ground floor also surpasses $1 million in projected operating revenue for the Intermodal Transportation Center. Union Station is reopening in late June after a $95 million restoration.
They did a wonderful job on the renovation. It's a first-class job. It's a first-class transportation hub. It really is.
Carlo Bonavita, a veteran of the food and beverage industry in Western Massachusetts, said his grandfather came from Italy and settled in Springfield, and that history is what inspired him to open a restaurant in Union Station. His new eatery will feature local craft beers and wines and light Italian fare.
They can either eat in or take it with them. We'll have it either way for them. So it can be, you know, if they've got an hour to kill and they want to come and sit and have a glass of wine and something to eat, they're certainly welcome to do that. Or if they want to take a slice of pizza out to go with them or a stromboli out to go with them, if they're in a hurry, they can do that also. So that seems like it's going to be a good mix.
Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy called the plans for the new restaurant a great fit for the Union Station project.
It really fits in with everything that's going on here, and we couldn't be happier.
The available retail space in the main concourse is now all spoken for, with leases signed for a Dunkin' Donuts, a Subway restaurant, a convenience store, and car rental office. Transportation leases have been signed with Amtrak, Pioneer Valley Transit Authority, Peter Pan Bus Lines, and Greyhound. Kennedy said he's pleased with the occupancy level, with the opening of Union Station still a month away.
This is really good news for us, the economics of this building.
The Springfield Redevelopment Authority continues to aggressively market the commercial space that's for rent on the upper floors of the building. So far, one tenant has leased 8,200 square feet of the 64,000 square feet of available space. SRA Director Chris Moskal said he's optimistic the rest of the space will be rented.
Everyone's excited about what they see. They love the historic restoration in the building, and they feel they want to be part of it.
Revenue from the leases is used to pay for the operations of the building, but Moskal said it won't cover all the costs in the first 2 to 3 years. The number of passengers using the station is expected to spike to 15,000 a day when additional train service from Connecticut begins in 2018. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.